What is going on, my friends? Dr. Bruce back in the house here for another edition of the Solopreneur Movement Podcast. Every week, I try to come into your life with something that I believe will move the needle for you in terms of your sales, your service, your marketing. And we know all of this as a solopreneur is tied to your mindset. This week's topic, I want to focus on how do you build up your confidence when you've lost it? It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. At some point, as a small business owner, as a salesperson, as a solopreneur, you're going to go through a period, whether it's daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, yearly, where you lose your confidence at some point. And the reason this happens is because working in sales, you know, if you get 10 leads that come in a week, you're probably lucky to close 2 to 3 of those leads. So what happens to those 7 or 8 others, right? So in baseball terms, you know, if you bat 250, 300, you're going to be a Hall of Famer, you know. And so it's kind of like that in sales where it's on average, we're gonna fail, quote unquote, right? We're going to lose more than we win or that we succeed, right? And I know that's a hard way to maybe look at it. And so my simple formula, and I go through these, sales is a game of emotions every single day, moving the opposite direction of the negative pole. When I lose that deal, when I'm, you know, maybe I think I'm at the finish line with the deal. I'm expecting that commission check. I'm expecting that, you know, their money to go from their account into my account. I'm relying on that money to go from their account into my account. But then for some reason it falls through. They use somebody else. They change their mind, whatever happens, right? Maybe we drop the ball. Maybe they drop the ball. But it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when something like this happens and you're going to lose your confidence as a salesperson. So my simple formula, whether it's a daily thing, a quarterly thing, is I follow these 3 steps, okay? Number one is I do always go back to the basics. I know that is not earth-shattering, all right? But I always go back to, okay, what can I control today? Control the controllables. What are my high-value activities today? What are my non-negotiables today, right? Maybe I need to recommit to my bigger future. Maybe I've gotten away from doing the things that I know that work. So I just need to get back to that simple, simple plan. Your plan should be simple on paper, but it's never going to be easy because of all the things that are being required of you, right? People are pulling you in different directions. Again, your own emotions might be pulling you in different directions. All right. So I always go back to what is the simple plan on paper, whether I'm following daily theme days, whether I know I need to prospect every day, whether I need to create marketing content every day. But I really do go back to that. My business should be simple on paper. What are the highest uses of my time today, right? If I really go even deeper into it, I ask myself, who are the people today that are in the red zone that I need to go out there and close? I need to go out there and convert the most, right? We call that our fight club. So every single day I'm fighting for the business. Who can I bump or nudge and move them in the right direction? All right. And then every day I'm competing for attention. So what can I do today to make myself more attractive? Whether it's a video, whether it's calling on my existing clients, on my past clients, what can I do every single day to attract more business to me? So step number one in building up your confidence is recommit to the basic plan on paper. All right. Number two is go back to your own core values, your own why. Why do I want to go out there and achieve all these different things that I want to achieve, right? It can be easy in sales to get down the rabbit hole where everything, like you start studying so many different things. And so now you get imposter syndrome, you're confused, you know, you're overwhelmed, you're frustrated, all these different emotions. And so I always come back to my core values, which to me, I want to be a heart of a teacher. I got into this business in the first place to help other people that are younger, newer in the industry go out there and reach their potential a whole lot faster. Now, there's all different types of people that I do help in addition to those groups, but that at my core, like I wrote a book when I was 25 years old called Nextpert, like you're the next expert. So at my core values is I want to help a younger, newer version of myself go out there and achieve the same goals that I'm achieving. All right. I want to have fun doing it. I believe your business should be intense, but it should be fun and positive. I want to do the things that I want to do with the people I want to enjoy doing them with. So when I start to feel like it's transactional, when I start to feel like people are letting me down, when I feel like people are no longer maybe valuing me, I'm not going where I'm celebrated and merely tolerated. I come back to my core values and I just understand as long as I do the things that I know I should be doing, that I can't be concerned with all the other external things that are out there. All right. Unfortunately, people are going to let you down. You're going to win false friends and true enemies by trying to go out there and succeed. Succeed anyways, right? That's a great poem called I believe it's by Mother Teresa, right? Do good anyway. And so when I've lost my confidence and I want to start building it back up, I go back to my own core values and my own why, my foundation, right? And then the third part of this is your actual pedigree. So again, if you are brand new in the industry, this might be more of a challenge, but you know, we all have a pedigree. We all have a resume. We all have a bio, you know? So whenever I feel like, again, I'm having imposter syndrome or I'm not feeling it today or whatever it is, I go back to my bio and I tell myself, other people are requiring me to show up, paint up, spray up, and go out there and help them today. So it's not just me I'm letting down if I don't show up today or tomorrow or the day after, it's the other people. You know, I didn't just fall into this coaching space. I have an amazing bio. I have an amazing pedigree. I have an amazing resume, right? So I think about this anytime I go speaking on stage, even though it's a little bit, you know, I would say a little bit, what's the word I'm looking for? When I go on stage, I'm getting ready to speak, not awkward, but, you know, when somebody's reading my bio, it's a little bit uncomfortable sitting there and listening to somebody else read your own bio. However, when they do go through all these greatest hits of Dr. Bruce and how I've gotten to this point, it does kind of energize me, right? It's good to have that hype person in your own corner. And so sometimes that's just a matter of you going and reading or rewriting your own bio and just saying, hey, you know what? I do have a lot of amazing things that I have to offer. I have worked really hard to get to this place, you know, sort of a thing. So those are the three very basic, easy steps for you to go out there and build your confidence if you lost it. Number one, get back to the basics. Recommit to your bigger future. Put a simple plan in place. Get back to the things that you know that work. What are those high-value activities? What are those non-negotiables? And then, you know what? Over the next week, I'm going to commit to redoing those things. Number two, the core value / why. Why did you want to get into sales in the first place? Why did you get into whatever industry it is that you are in the first place? And then refocus on the different people that you are, your real core target markets of people that you're like, you know what? Out of all the people out there, these are the people that I really want to help the most. And so get back to that. And then part number three is reading your own bio. What is that pedigree, right? What are the testimonials? Who are the different people out there that you've already helped? Maybe even call those different types of people, your advocates and your promoters, and you lean on them a little bit. I promise you just those little things will make a big, big difference in helping you rebuild up your confidence going forward. What's up, my friends? Dr. Bruce here with a special offer. When you sign up for 90 Day Sales Manager, in the fourth quarter, you will receive access to Accountable CRM and our marketing through the entire 2026. And so I know it's not how we start, it's how we finish the year. Q4 is a great time to really dial in and not hit cruise control going into the end of the year, but really build out the most important parts of your system and organize your database. And then continue to use our accountability software, our marketing CRM, to go out there and stay top of mind with your entire database. So this special offer, Q4 through 2026, coaching plus accountability plus CRM equals success.